following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time for another journey together on the only show willing to tell like it is. We're all about huge opinions, big name guests, Superfly Hayes. He's our executive producer. He's got a side gig. That tells you he's not getting paid squat working for the Michigan Sports Network. He's DJing a buddy's wedding on Saturday. I bet you're a good DJ. $100, you play Cool in the Gang Celebration. Or Sister Sledge, We Are Family. Yeah, okay. Call 1-800-NERD if you need him to DJ your wedding. Do you have your own equipment? No. Don't tell me you're using, like, your phone and Apple Music and plug it into one speaker. Is this wedding going on the cheap? Because I can't stand those weddings. When I'm invited to them, they got a beer limit. You have a beer limit? I can tell you I'm gone from your wedding when I reach the beer limit. When open bar becomes cash bar, I start my car. Inside this broadcast, Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, will join us on the Meyer guest line. Talk about the Wolverines' performance against Washington, what Harbaugh had to say at his weekly presser, and look ahead to Northern Illinois. Ballas will check in momentarily. Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros, heard weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on the Michigan Sports Network. He also does the video feed. You'll see Anthony on the screens inside Ford Field and I think at DetroitLions.com. AB also excited about being in the West Michigan area in Grand Rapids on our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. I was out with my son's football team at Buffalo Wild Wings, Nabs Corner, after their win last night, 21-20 over Hastings. FHE held on. Great Hastings performance. It was awesome. I heard 96-1 The Game all the way down there. How cool is that? A guy named AK, who used to work inside the Toledo basketball program, lives in Grand Rapids, said, "Hey, man, I'm good friends with Anthony Bellino. It's so good to have both of you on 96-1 The Game in Grand Rapids." So I was getting ready to leave with my son and dropping off a couple of his teammates. I said, "Thank you." Saw Kevin Polakovich from Treadstone Mortgage. He's a good man, him and OD. Good guys. It was, and they're all talking about 96-1. Had a listener, Steve, say, "I listened to you now. I couldn't get out of there." My son's like, "Let's go." I go, "Dad's famous. Okay, I can't leave." He goes, "Let's go." And I go, "Oh, this is my son, Ace." He gave a wave that was this close to a young teenager middle finger. Like, "Let's go. Let's do it." So then I call Anthony Bellino in the car. I go, "Hey, AB, I met a good friend of yours." AK goes, "Do not know him." I'm like, "Did I catch you at the wrong time?" He goes, "Don't know him. A lot of people just make up that they know me." I'm thinking, always AB getting a little egocentric. And then he figured out, he goes, oh, it's AO. He goes, yeah, I think the guy was like director of basketball operations for Toledo basketball. And he now lives in the Grand Rapids area, listens on 96.1 The Game. So we have a short conversation. And then Anthony texts me as I'm driving my son's friends home. He's like, oh, it is AK. And my next thought was, 8-10 beers? What's going on? Is he watching Raiders and the Ravens? Monday Night Football. What a great weekend in the NFL. I did see something at CBSSports.com that 12 underdogs covered spreads this weekend or through Monday. Wow. And then I shared Frank Caliendo, the comedian. You've heard him do Gruden, right? Right after the game, he did like Gruden. He goes, you know, we're celebrating. It's like five quarters, 125%, five quarters of football. And then Caliendo did old school announcer Pat Summerall and John Madden calling the video when the cat's hanging from Hard Rock Stadium down in Miami for the Miami-Florida-Appalachian State game. I showed my kids that video yesterday, and they're like, does the cat make it? I said, you got to watch it. I can't give it away. And he did with the American flag. And then I have to get the audio, okay? Go to my Twitter page, because I'm not going to try and explain it to the audience. Would you get the Gruden audio? It's at Huge Show on Twitter, Superfly. Get the audio from the Summerall Madden play-by-play for the cat who survived. And then the Gruden play-by-play. We'll touch on that later. Tim Stout from the game, 7:30 a.m. Lansing, our affiliate. His thoughts on Michigan State football. They get the U. Miami coming up this weekend. Jim Brandstatter into his final season as the radio voice of Michigan football. He'll join us. We'll talk about the maze out, the tribute on 9/11, Michigan's defense, running game. Brandy will join us on the Meyer guest line. Graham Couch from the Lansing State Journal. Are the Spartans for real? That's for real. And Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, will check in. They're moving from, they have a few outdoor shows left. Shurge? Hey, you got some outdoor Shurge? Hey, I'm here for the tickets. Yeah, I want to see Tim McGraw. I got outdoor Shurge. Yeah, he's indoors or is an outdoor Shurge? They're moving from the outdoor shows to the indoor shows, like Boys to Men, right? Nelly, I think. So you can go to SoaringEagleCasino.com, get a list of all their shows, buy their tickets. All their shows have been selling out. It's been an amazing year for music, promotions, and for the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. So Timmy will join us live. I did see the NFL Week 2 power rankings from CBS. Lions are 30th out of 32 teams. Yeah. They're going to beat the Packers on Monday night. Watch. Because no one believes. Well, no one believed going into the Niners game. No one believes. I do believe. I think they'll win that game. Oh, the Rams are number four with Matt Stafford in their power poll. Bucks, Chiefs, Niners, Rams, Cardinals, Saints. Jameis Winston, Steelers, Seahawks, Bills, and they still have the Packers at number 10 after the way they played against the Saints. Aaron Rodgers gets so much love for the media. Speaking of the media, Superfly, did you see the story? Kelly Stafford, the wife of Matt Stafford, and she has a right to her opinion. She started a podcast called The Morning After the games, her husband Matthew plays, she has a podcast. Well, you know what she said on her podcast? Oh, football hadn't been fun for Matthew in a very long time. Oh, I hope Matty's doing okay. Is he okay? Kelly, is he? Well, it hasn't been fun? Oh, I'm sorry. The Lions paid him $200 million. And all the fans, when they hugged him and they said goodbye, bye bye, Manny. Bye bye. Bye bye, Manny. Aww. It hadn't been fun, really? You think it's fun for the fans? You think it's been fun for the media? Do you? Was it fun for Calvin Johnson? Was it fun for Barry Sanders? Oh, he's in L.A. It's fun because, we got Knott's Berry Farm, and we got, guess what? We got unlimited passes. Oh, dude, yeah, Disneyland. And Manny wears his Kershaw jersey to a Dodgers game, and he eats one of those big hot dogs. It wasn't fun in Detroit. How many more of you people need to hear the national narrative or even Stafford's wife just dog Detroit, dog you the fan base, and you're going to sit there and support him with the Rams? You know what? Leave your fandom in Detroit. Move to Los Angeles, Southern California. You're not worthy of being a fan of the 30th ranked team in the NFL power poll at CBSSports.com. You're not worthy.
Oh, man. He's so happy now. It's fun again.
Yeah, it's fun when you beat the Bears. Did he have fun when he beat the Bears and threw for 400 yards last year in a Lions uniform?
Oh, he's fun. We were really worried about him. He wasn't having fun.
Yeah, you know what? You want fun for me? I'll go 0-16. If I'm cashing $30 million a year, I'm having the time of my life.
Oh, it wasn't fun. We lived in our lake house in Oakland County that was worth like $7 million. But it wasn't fun playing football.
Sign him up for a peewee league. I've had it with all of you defending Matt Stafford. And his wife has taken on the fan base before. And again, his wife has a right to her opinion like anybody does, but so do I. Yeah, I'll lose a prediction that Goff will win more games starting in a Lions uniform than Stafford. But you know what? I'm going to go down swinging with that guy who went down swinging against the Niners. Goff's done nothing but take heat ever since he came to Detroit, and Matt Stafford is treated like he's won 4 Super Bowls. Yeah, I get he's the best ever as a Lions quarterback. Man, his wife, football's fun again. So you, the Lions fan base, are going to sit there and support Stafford while his family trashes Detroit. Burn your Detroit versus everybody shirts right now. Burn them. I've had it with this just King Matthew Stafford love fest. Yeah, it was good for a week in my book. He's gone. He wanted out. He asked to leave. He didn't want to be part of bringing you a championship. He walked away. He quit on you, and you're going to trash me for a prediction that may be a little outrageous. That Goff will win more games with Stafford.
But you gotta hug Matt. He's having fun again. He's in L.A.
You go ahead down that highway. A leadership path to nowhere. I'm going to stick with a guy, and maybe that's part of it. You know what? When people ask me, why have you been so pro-Goff? Because I've watched the way he's been treated since day one, the way he was treated by L.A. when he left. Won a playoff game with a surgically repaired hand. Oh, yeah, his numbers weren't great, but he still was taking the snaps. Yeah, how many playoff wins for Matt Stafford? No, you're going to blame the team. See, what a lot of you do is you're going to blame everybody around Matt Stafford. Well, then how'd Stafford get all the big numbers if he didn't have help? How? Tell me, people. And now you're going to let his wife just... Well, I almost said that word. Poop on Detroit.
And you're going to go, you know, I'm so happy for Matt. He's having fun now. Oh, he's only made the... Hold on, let me do the math. Yeah, I think the Lions paid him over $200 million during his career. But he's having fun now. He's having fun.
I will say something, and it's not sexist. But when your wife is talking more than you and you're an athlete, I have an issue with that. Because, Matt, if you're not having fun, have the footballs to say that into a microphone like I did and making that prediction that golf would win more games in a Lions uniform this year starting than Stafford would in L.A. That's not over yet. Because you got to remember, the bet, if one gets hurt, bingo. Oh, I just had it. Yeah, you know, my defense of golf or Campbell is that I really think they have the type of guys I can root for the first time. And Calvin, I could, and Ndamukong Suh, his physical presence, which he still has with the Bucks. You know, I love the old school guys, even though Pete would be bad at times, or Kramer. I Lomas, Glover, Herman Moore. I just want to root for guys I like. It's like watching the Tigers right now. I can root for this team. I don't care if they're not going to the playoffs. I can root for them. I never liked Stafford's wife talking more than he did. And now she's doing a podcast the morning after? Okay. All right. Everyone, you know what? She has a right to her opinion just like I do. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I will next hour. I'll be a hypocrite, but I can't be a hypocrite right now. But I've had it, man. I've had it with the Matt Stafford Love Fest. If this doesn't, for you, the Stafford supporters, if you're going to listen to this statement or listen to Kelly Stafford's podcast and you're going to say that, oh, he wasn't having fun in Detroit. Was any of us having any fun? You know, I had fun. I had fun watching that fourth quarter. I'll tell you that right now. I had one of the best times of my life watching the Lions during that fourth quarter comeback. That was fun. You want fun? Hey, Matt Stafford, I know we didn't have a lot of fun in Detroit because you were 8-67 against teams that finished over 500. But your loyal supporters who have totally Benedict Arnold the Lions are going to say, well, it's because he didn't have anybody around him. He didn't have a running game. Well, then how did the dude have all the junk yardage and numbers? Oh, but it's junk yardage for Hockenson and Goff, but it's not for King Lord Stafford. I don't play that game. I'm honest with my opinions. I don't play that game. And ever since he asked to leave, did Barry ask to leave? Did Calvin ask to leave? No, they retired. Matt Stafford asked to get out of Detroit, didn't want to be a part of a rebuild. And all of you welcome that. Who else have you? Justin Verlander got out with a rebuild, but he did a lot for Detroit before he left. Okay, he did. All right, I agreed with JV and everything that happened there. He did a lot for the Tigers and the Tigers fan base and the people of Michigan. And he may end up finishing his career in the Motor City. But man, Matt Stafford asked to get out. That bothered me first. Then trash and golf. A 5-11 fan base. A fan base that hasn't celebrated one playoff victory since, what, 1992? And you're going to pile on golf? Man, and you're going to watch Sunday night, and I'm on at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and a massive majority of Lions fans are rooting for Matt Stafford like he was mistreated in Detroit. That's BS. Flat out BS. And you know what? You're not real Lions fans. You're not. And this show only likes real Lions fans. Now, granted, listen in a month, and I could flip like a dolphin at SeaWorld. I had to let that out because I'm tired of it. I am. And I know why. I know why. Because I had somebody today say, why are you so anti-Stafford? I go, I'm not anti-Stafford. It's the way he's been celebrated and still celebrated. And then when I read garbage like this or I hear national narratives, he had nobody around him. Paging Hall of Fame ceremony with Calvin Johnson, aisle 2 in Canton, Ohio, this past summer. And then if I remember the day when he left, that there were media types And there were fans who said he would be better off without Calvin Johnson. Matt Stafford, better off without Calvin Johnson. That's just as bad as his wife saying,
oh, he's having fun now. He came home smiling. Oh, yeah, we went and counted our money out back, you know, $200 million from Detroit.
Oh, I do feel better. It was like a cleansing without going to the bathroom. I think I made my point, didn't I? Superfly said that he actually just talked to Dave Taff from iHeart Grand Rapids. They're looking for a windshield wiper for the glass between me and Superfly's room because I spit. Well, there's part of my ham with pepper sandwich, and I was too fired up. Oh, now Brett just texted me, hey, it sounds like your voice is getting hoarse. Great job yelling to start the show. P.S. I'm not having fun producing this show. I'll wait for your mom now to do the Producer's Mom podcast. And then there'll be a headline at MLive.com. Brett's not having fun producing the huge show. Oh, your mom can speak for you, but you can't. I would like to hear from the audience. Because I haven't really opened up the phones on Mr. Matthew, number 9 Stafford. Was he mistreated in Detroit? Are you glad he's having fun? Are you with Kelly Stafford? Are you glad he's having fun now in Los Angeles? I'm just curious. I let you know over the last 15-minute rant where I'm at. Please feel free to join us with our huge question of the day. Are you happy Matt Stafford's having fun now in Los Angeles? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. And I'm not going to yell at any caller. I let out some emotion because it's been pent up for about 8 months of this Stafford war that's happened at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. So let me know if you're one of the supporters that, hey, you're glad Matt's in L.A. and he's having fun. Just what his wife said on her morning show or after the morning. What's the morning after? Whatever it's called. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain, which means you can text the show anytime you want to. Just text the word HUGE to 21,000. You don't get crushed with ads or bounce backs. It's free. You're watching any game. You're listening to the show. You can comment. Superfly, you didn't put up my text chain. I need that. It's my lifeblood. And our huge question of the day, if you're just joining us, off of Kelly Stafford, Matt Stafford's wife, that he's having fun again in L.A. He's having fun playing football again. Was he mistreated in Detroit? Did he really have nobody around him? I'm going with all the excuses I hear about Matt Stafford, 8-7 and 68, whatever it is, 8-67 against teams over 500. I just want to hear from the people. I really do. 1-866-838-HUGE.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. At Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for the world-renowned Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. Now they're known for their Parkinson's and cancer research. If you'd like to be a part of their Purple Community and help raise awareness and money, go to purplecommunity.org.
This show is huge.
Hi, everyone. Former NFL running back Merrill Hodge here. Make sure you join me every Friday at 5:25 p.m. on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour with Huge on the Michigan Sports Network. We'll break down the upcoming Lions game and the biggest games of the weekend in the NFL. The DraftKings NFL Power Hour kicks off every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on the Huge Show across Michigan.
This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer, as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it. Now your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Let's go to Andy in Grand Rapids. Listening on our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game. You're on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Huge, it's great to hear you again. I will say that I'm with you. I'm not on the love for Stafford. So that's a fight that me and my wife had this past weekend because she is all in love with Matt Stafford and the Kelly Stafford family. And I don't want anything bad to happen to the guy, but if he were to not get hurt, like career ending, but like break his leg this year, and then, you know, they do bad, we get their pick. So any Lions fan who wants Matt Stafford and the Rams to do good, I don't know what they're on, but we get their first round pick. So the worse he does, the better it is for us. True Lions fans want what's best for the Lions, and that's it. And that's also golf love too, right? I mean, you want the captain of your ship or your airplane to do super well. That's anything. Any president that I have, I want him to do awesome. Why? Because they're captaining my ship. He should do as best as possible, and everybody who's a Lions fan should love Jared Goff right now until he's not our guy, and then you love the Honolulu Blue, and whoever's under center, you love that guy. So I think your take is spot on, Huge, and it's good to hear you again.
Yeah, good to hear you too, Andy. Thanks for the call at 1-866-838-4843. I'm asking the audience, where are you at on Stafford, his wife, saying football is finally fun again? I'm tired of the national narrative piling on Detroit, that he did this all alone. It's so wrong. It really is. Let's go to Dan. Where are you at? You in Paloma?
Paloma, yeah.
Where's Paloma at?
Hey, you got Paloma's down by Benton Harbor, St. Joe area.
Awesome. Well, thanks for listening. What's on your mind?
Man, I don't know what you were smoking or drinking before you got on, but give me some.
Get her done.
I'm fired up.
I know. Get her done.
I'm totally opposite of the last caller. I'm a Stafford guy through and through. And, I mean, you said yourself, when Barry quit, you cried. When Calvin quit, you cried.
I did.
You didn't do that with Stafford.
No, I said good luck. I wished him luck. And Dan, I appreciate the call. And is it Coloma or Paloma? He said Paloma. I think it's Coloma. He got her done right there. He got on air. Get her done. I didn't cry. I wished Stafford good luck, folks, when he left. He's the one that asked out, okay? I mean, this nine-month love affair that Matt Stafford is up there with the Stevie Wise or Verlanders or Barrys or Calvins, I just don't get it, folks. I just don't. I really don't. Let's go to Jim in Sanford, Michigan, who wants to talk about Stafford.
Hi, Hughes.
Hey, buddy.
Glad to be on. Thank you. All I have to say is Matthew Stafford is full of bad decisions in Detroit. His receiving corps were the people that bailed him out. If he wouldn't have been nothing without Calvin Johnson. That's all I have to say.
And I agree with you. He had great receivers, buddy. I'm with you in Sanford talking about Stafford. Let's go to Jane in Benton Township, Michigan. You're on the Michigan Sports Network.
Okay, so bottom line is you have your job and Kelly has her job. And maybe she's bored, so she might want to reconsider a podcast and get her own and get her own job. But she shouldn't be the mouthpiece for Matthew Stafford.
Amen.
Wish him well, but oh so bad, bye-bye.
Jane, you know what? I love your honesty. And thank you, Jane, listening in Benton Township, Michigan. He was her mouthpiece in Detroit, right? Calling shows, Twitter, whatever it was, right? Instagram. Oh, man, I wish Matt well. He's good, not great. Goes back to what Doug Skeen, the five-time Michigan Big Ten champion offensive lineman, does the podcast at thewolverine.com with Chris Ballas, who will join us in a moment. Good, not great. We all have our opinion. All of you can have your opinion on Stafford. I have mine. On air at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook. But what happens is when your opinion you feel is better than mine and I can't have mine and you don't back it up with facts because all you say is Stafford was good. Look at his yardage. He was good. Look at his yardage. Yeah, I'll look. Less than 10 wins against teams that finish over 500 in his career. Oh, that's the Lions. That's the Lions. That's not him. Well, then how'd he get this yardage? How? If it wasn't, did he? Welcome back to Monday Night Football. Matt Stafford's going to throw to himself. It's another touchdown. Stafford to Stafford. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show. On Facebook, opted on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. I think Chris Ballas from thewolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Billy. Doing great, buddy.
Hey, Michigan football, Harbaugh. That's a second World War II reference in a media setting for him since the Big Ten media days.
Yeah, he's kind of looking like the old Jim Harbaugh in terms of his personality. And listening to the TV feed, they were talking to John Harbaugh, his brother, who obviously coaches the Ravens. And he said, you know, he seemed to have a great summer, great place with his family. He's in great shape, really likes his team. And you can tell the guys seem to like each other. Now we're going to have to see what happens when they hit some adversity, because that's obviously going to happen. You don't go through a season without it. But at the same time, you got to like what you've seen on the field in terms of the energy and just a completely different culture out there, at least through two games, than we saw last year, especially in the Michigan State game when they just decided not to come to play. So it's nice. Washington is a solid team. They're not a great team. They've got some good players, though. You'd look at that roster. They've got all Pac-12 guys on both sides of the ball. A couple of cornerbacks that are going to play in the league. So you take 31-10. You say, we've got some things to work on, including the passing game, and then you move on to the next one, feeling pretty good about yourselves.
Yeah, Chris, it's not a negative. It's a wait-and-see approach that they haven't had to throw the ball. The running game has been flat out the best in America or right there with anybody in college football. So McNamara, how good can he be when they face better defensive units and better teams?
Yeah, that's the question. And I thought the pass blocking was okay. The running backs just did an okay job there. The receivers had a really bad game blocking on the perimeter, and they were dinking and dunking again. But we saw that Penn State game plan from last year. You've got to take your shots downfield, too. I didn't see a whole lot of receivers getting separation when they did, Bill, and that's, I think, the concern. Can these guys scheme receivers open? Are we going to see some of those rub routes? Are we going to see, with Ronnie Bell out, Michigan's top receiver out for the year with a knee injury, who's going to be that next guy to step up, and can he get the separation that Ronnie Bell did? So I think that's to be determined. I know that Jim Harbaugh talked about the depth at the receiver position, but I think it's going to play out that Ronnie Bell was one of those guys that, man, you really can't afford to lose because you don't have a 1A receiver now. So they're going to have to get the tight ends involved, and it's going to be on Josh Gattis and Sharon Moore and those guys to scheme some things up, because there are going to be some games, Wisconsin coming up, maybe even Rutgers, where they're going to try to take away that run, and that's what they're going to scheme to do. Are you going to be able to pass the ball? We're going to find out, and that's going to determine whether this team is pretty good or good. I think we've seen enough now to see that this team can be good. They've got some really good position players, skill position players, and the line looks really good. Defense plays really well together, but that's what's going to determine what the ceiling is for this team.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan Insider on the Huge Show, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Meyer, proud to be a longtime partner with the University of Michigan Athletics. Also listen to Chris and Doug Skeen on the Wolverine.com football podcast, the Michigan football podcast, each and every week. Good stuff at TheWolverine.com. Chris, we'll talk later in the week. Look ahead to Northern Illinois.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bill.
All right, Chris Ballas joining us on this Tuesday broadcast presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoaringEagleCasino.com and also download the Eagle Access app. If you want to join in on our huge question of the day, how do you feel about Matt Stafford? What about his wife saying that football is finally fun for him again, trashing Detroit while saying it, in my mind? You just tell me where you're at on Stafford. Everybody has an opinion. I want it. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And like I said, opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Anthony Bellino from Exes and Bros will get his thoughts on the Lions, Stafford, Michigan, and Michigan State within 15 minutes. Tim Stout from Lansing, Jim Brandstatter, the voice of Michigan football, will check in. And Graham Couch from the Lansing State Journal, are the Spartans for real? To all the callers online, stick around. Michigan, we'll hear you next.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Bet on more than the final score during pro football season with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 different bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and create your best parlay before the game even starts. One Game Parlay is the fast and easy way to combine your same game win, total, and prop picks. New to BetMGM? No problem. Sign up today and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. With my bonus code SHEPBET. You can place one game parlay bets on football, baseball, soccer, and a whole lot more. Go ahead and take your favorite player to score, the home team to cover, and the over in touchdowns. Log in today and download the BetMGM app. Try the one game parlay with the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations. I think there's close to 30 across the Huge Radio Network. For the one close to you, go to MrCarWash.com, and there you can join their unlimited wash club. Now, this is a quick and convenient way to keep your car shining all the time. It's everything you love about getting your car washed in a simple, easy-to-use, affordable plan. As an unlimited wash club member, you will enjoy all the benefits of washing as often as you like, no long-term contract, convenient monthly billing, and now you can be rest assured with a contactless visit. So go to MrCarWash.com right now, sign up for their unlimited wash club pass, and that means you can get your car washed at any Mr. Car Wash location across the Huge Radio Network or anywhere in America. Sign up for the unlimited wash club pass now at MrCarWash.com, and for the location close to you across the Huge Radio Network, you can also log on to MrCarWash.com.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan on a Tuesday broadcast presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. You can book your getaway at SoaringEagleCasino.com and also download the Eagle Access app. And for our listeners on 100.9 FM in the Midland, Bay City, Saginaw area, don't forget about the Saginaw Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel. Superfly Hayes producing this broadcast. He's not having fun, though. That's what his mom said in the Producer's Mom podcast. It's like Kelly Stafford, Matt Stafford's wife, has the Morning After podcast and said Matt's having fun for the first time. One game, beating the lowly Bears. One game, he's having fun. Oh, yeah, but no one else in Detroit can have fun, can they? Yeah, he chose to leave. He didn't choose to finish his career here. He chose to leave. But all of you, keep wearing your Rams number 9 jersey and you can stick it, okay? So I'm asking you, though, your opinions on Stafford. You know where I stand, 1-866-838-4843. When you hear or read the story of his wife saying that it's good for him to be having fun again, not like when he was in Detroit, your first thoughts, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Let's go to Tony in Holland listening on 99.7 FM and AM 1450 WHTC. How you doing, Tony?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
What's happening, my man?
Hey, I just got to say, great introduction, the way you came on the show, saying nothing but the facts, the truth. And for the people who don't understand the facts are what the facts are. So, you know, this Matthew Stafford doesn't know how to get it done, figured out a way. You know, Amy said this all last year, every time he would win a game, oh, he's having fun again. And it's the same old sad story. And it'll come out as the season unfolds when the real Matt Stafford shows up and can't get it done, as he's done for the last 10-plus seasons in Detroit. And you know what? I hope this Jared Goff gets a chip on his shoulder and proves a point.
Well said, Tony. I appreciate the call in beautiful Holland, Michigan. He already does have a chip, and I think that's my chip, as I mentioned in my opening Huge Opinion, something I do every day at 3 o'clock. That what Goff do to deserve this grief from the Lions Nation, from the Rams? The turncoats everywhere. You know, they say you can judge people on how they treat you when it gets tough. Matt Stafford, he requested to get out of Detroit. He didn't want to ride it out and finish with a statue or bring a championship to Detroit, but he may do it with the Rams, and a lot of you Lions fans are celebrating that, and it drives me crazy. Let's go to Ray and Carlton in the Detroit area listening on the Roar 93.5 FM and 99.1 in HD. Channel 2 at 94.7 FM. You're on the Huge Radio Network.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Ray.
I agree. I'm not celebrating that he's going to do well in the Rams, but like I said, I just feel like they weren't giving him everything they needed to give him, man. It's just like Barry Sanders. You know, he got out at the right time. Calvin Johnson got out at the right time. It just, You know, I don't know anything too much about this new coach. You know, don't know how he's going to do. But, you know, the game on Sunday shows the same thing. We get down by a lot, and then the defense opens up for us, and we come back a little bit here, and everybody gets excited about the Lions. And I love the Lions. I grew up a Lions fan. But I think it was time for him to go, you know. And I don't like what his wife said, but
she has
an opinion.
I agree.
You know,
I agree, buddy.
It's her husband. Yeah. You know, I would defend my wife. My wife would defend me till we die.
I know, and we all have a right to disagree, Ray. Thanks for the call in beautiful Carlton in the Detroit metro area listening on the Roar. 24/7 podcast are free at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.